Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
SoCal's Country Station, 95.1 K-Frog. I'm Pepper. This is Spirit of the IE. Earlier this year, California Baptist University partnered with the California School for the Deaf Riverside to host an engineering camp where students learned how to code and create their own video games guided by CBU professors. The camp also featured ASL interpreters, including CBU's own ASL students, to ensure full participation. Nationwide, only 22% of deaf individuals have completed a bachelor's degree, compared to 37.7% of hearing individuals. But camps like this provide important opportunities for deaf high school students to be inspired to pursue higher education. Here to tell us more is Dr. Daniel Blair, Director of Deaf Studies at CBU. Thank you for joining me.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Start by telling us, why has Riverside been called a deaf-friendly city?
Riverside is home to California School for the Deaf. It's called CSDR, California School for the Deaf Riverside, because there are two state-sponsored schools for the deaf in California. Other is in Fremont. And so with the school here, it automatically draws families to bring their deaf children to go to school there. We might also add that Southern California is what it is. We have Disney, we have the ocean, we have mountains, so plenty of good reasons to come to Riverside.
Besides the obvious, can you talk about the challenges that deaf individuals face?
Well, with regard to education, that of course is our field and that's what we're dealing with. The average deaf student faces a daunting challenge to go from a deaf institute, the deaf school, such as California School for the Deaf, into a hearing college or university. At the deaf school, they have everything, all the classes are signed in American Sign Language. So in the classroom, in the lunchroom, out on the playground, if they're younger, or on the ball field, in the dorms, everything is in their first language. So when they transition over to college, all of a sudden they're in a different world. We even talk about the deaf world and the hearing world. And so they're faced with classes with interpreters. And of course, the interpreters are highly skilled, but they're still working with a second language. English is considered a second language with many deaf people. So huge challenge. Deaf students typically, I think it's fair to say, they work twice as hard as the average hearing student.
You are the director of deaf studies at California Baptist University. Is it unusual for a college to have a department of deaf studies?
Well, we are an explicitly Christian university. You knew that, a private Christian university. And to my knowledge, we are one of a very few Christian colleges that have an extensive, comprehensive deaf studies program.
Tell us about this engineering camp that was recently hosted, and what students experienced during their time there.
We bring the students, first of all, onto our campus at California Baptist University, and the camp is held at the Gordon and Jill Bournes College of Engineering, beautiful, big, state-of-the-art building, one of our newest. And the camp is held in a classroom, state-of-the-art classroom, which is already provided with laptops. The laptops already have the required software to do the projects. So they experience a little taste of higher education with interpreters. In other words, we let them see what it's like to have an accessible higher education environment.
How did this partnership between CBU and CSDR come about, and what inspired the engineering camp?
Two questions I hear there. Number one, we, California Baptist University, has partnered with CSDR going on 2 decades since we established the Center for Deaf Studies. Many projects we've shared together. We have interns. We have volunteer opportunities for our deaf studies students to go directly to the school. So it's like having our own laboratory, so to speak. And it makes a direct contribution to the School for the Deaf. So we've had a strong partnership. This camp came about when the parents of one of our engineering students, they themselves are also software engineers, and they asked our dean of the College of Engineering if we had any connection with CSDR. And of course, the dean said, yes, we have an ASL program. And he contacted me, and so I reached out to California School for the Deaf, talked about the opportunity to host the camp, and we all agreed this is a great idea, great opportunity for their students and ours.
How do you think this camp will encourage deaf high school students to pursue higher education?
The camp exposes the students to real-life classroom opportunity that is accessible with interpreters, and it also gives them a taste of higher education that it can be done. On both of our camps so far, we have brought in deaf guests who are successful in their fields to sort of serve as role models. This past year, we had a gentleman named Kevin Willis, who is a deaf pilot. Mm-hmm. Many people are surprised to know deaf people fly airplanes. Yes, yeah. They do. Kevin also works for our aviation department at CBU. He's the chief dispatch. And so he came in, talked to the students. And it's good for the students to just see, oh, he's deaf. He did it. Maybe I can too.
I'm speaking with Dr. Daniel Blair, Director of Deaf Studies at CBU. How else does CBU support the deaf community?
Well, when we established the Center for Deaf Studies, there are 3 main objectives. Number one, academics. So we support the deaf community by teaching deaf studies, namely the language, ASL, which, let me repeat, is not English. It's its own language with its own grammar and syntax and vocabulary and visual expression. It's not linear. It's conceptual. So it's a completely different language. So we teach that. One of the most gratifying things I do as a teacher of ASL, one of the most gratifying things I get to see, is students from all different fields, all different walks of life, all different disciplines, business, education, arts and sciences, engineering, of course, even music and the arts, fine arts, healthcare especially. These students all come, they learn ASL, and they leave with a transformed awareness of the deaf world. And that's a common term in the deaf community, deaf world, we would say. So in that way, we're having a huge impact. It's indirect. I don't teach deaf students, but I teach hearing students to be more aware of their surroundings and of the deaf world. But those 3 things, 3 objectives of the Center for Deaf Studies are the academic programming, community service, and our camp would fall under that category. We're serving in that way by inviting not just CSDR students, but any deaf students in the Inland Empire are welcome to apply and come to the camp. By the way, the camp is fully scholarshiped. It's no cost to the students. That doesn't mean it's cheap. It's not free, but it is scholarshiped, so they're able to take it without cost. And so community service, and we have other kinds of camps also. We have coming up next week, we have a biomed preview day. And we're going to have probably 40 to 50 students from CSDR come to CBU. And the topic this year is going to be chemistry. So they'll be exploding things out on the lawn, I'm sure. Hopefully not. But we did it last year, and it was more focused on anatomy. And they dissected sheep eyeballs right before lunch, mind you. And that went very well. It was so good. The students were asking us if we're going to do it again this year. So this year it's going to be chemistry. We've also had a cheer camp several times, actually, where our cheerleaders, by the way, our CBU stunt team won the national championship again. I think it's like 5 or 6 years in a row. So when our cheerleaders go to CSDR and meet with their little group of cheerleaders, it's like the LA Lakers have come on campus. They love it. We're looking at sports camps. I would love to have a theater camp where we actually have a show that is fully signed in ASL, have deaf actors and so forth. Those are some of the ways we do community service. The third category is research. And, you know, not a lot of deaf people and even deaf academics, it's not so much about writing. Film is probably the best mode of communication, obviously because it's visual. And we've created a couple of films at CBU that we're very proud of. One of them was called Found on South Street. It was basically a zero-budget film made with lots of CBU students and community theater players, business people. Former Mayor Rusty Bailey supported the whole project by letting us shoot one of our main scenes up on Greer Pavilion, downtown City Hall. Just had all kinds of support, and it actually won multiple awards at film festivals, and that's with a few guys and a camera and a whole lot of volunteers. And it explored deaf culture and particularly deaf identity. Many deaf people grow up asking the question, forced to ask the question, am I deaf? Am I hearing? Am I something in between? Because, again, the worlds can be very distinct. Another film that is in progress is a documentary, actually a docu-series, and I've completed the first part, and we're calling it, at this point, the working title is Breaking the Silence. And this documents a huge inflow of deaf immigrants, many, I should say most of whom, are seeking asylum. They're coming up from our southern border, from Mexico, Guatemala, El Salvador, many of the southern countries, and they're fleeing persecution because they're deaf. So I've worked with a local immigration attorney, Hadley Baramovich. She wouldn't mind me mentioning her. She has represented hundreds of deaf asylum seekers, and their stories are absolutely, I'll just use the word horrifying in many cases. Some of the things that they have experienced. Deaf people in other countries sometimes aren't viewed nearly as friendly and kind as they are here in the U.S. Even here in the U.S., there's much discrimination and oppression that goes on in the deaf world.
What impact do you hope camps like these will have on the students, and how would you like to see it expand in the future?
Individually, we obviously hope to see some of the students come to college and perhaps pursue a career, in this case, computer science. On a bigger scale, the bottom line, I would say, is awareness. Mentioned already, it's so gratifying and helpful and impactful to see students from CBU, all different disciplines, all of our different schools. We've got 10 different colleges. I think the last count was over 140 majors. And I get all of those in ASL class. Many of them take ASL because they say, well, I didn't do well in Spanish, so I'm taking ASL. And that's okay, because when they come and take the class, they usually leave different people, because it's not just about learning some hand shapes and signs. It's understanding a whole different culture that is very often overlooked and marginalized. And they're able to go out fully equipped to be inclusive and to serve the deaf community well. And the deaf community, generally speaking, does not want to be patronized. They have a saying, we can do anything you can do, you hearing people, except hear. So that like opens the door wide open. That creates a whole big wide blue sky for opportunity when we think of what they can do instead of what they can't do. And so to have all these different disciplines and all these different skill sets going out with an awareness of the abilities of deaf people, that's very fulfilling. That's the bigger goal.
How do you see CBU continuing to build programs that offer educational opportunities for deaf students in the future?
One thing we're doing now with this computer science camp is keeping up with technology, because technology is always influencing the deaf world like it is the rest of the world. With communication, it's come light years since the days of using a beeper, I don't know if anybody even knows what a beeper is anymore, a pager, to a flip phone where you typed in the numbers to say hello. Took you 10 minutes to do that. Then we graduated to, I guess, like a Sidekick or a BlackBerry, and you could use a real keypad. And then came the smartphone. That was the next big step. And so now we have deaf people walking around looking at their phones, talking in real time in their own language, in sign language, not English, but in their own language, anywhere in the world. So this, we're living through a miracle right now. And keeping up with the technology, I'm sure I have not scratched the surface of that. Our universities discovering new ways to improve deaf education all the time. Keeping up with that's going to be one of the keys to improving our education for the deaf. And including that, as I've said, in all of our disciplines. So it's not any one program. It's not just the Deaf Studies program. As a matter of fact, Deaf Studies is really for hearing people for the most part. But we want our deaf students to have access to all of our different schools and majors so that they have a level playing field.
I've been speaking with Dr. Daniel Blair, Director of Deaf Studies at CBU. How can the community support this partnership between CBU and CSDR?
CBU obviously welcomes support for all of our programs, but especially the Center for Deaf Studies. We can do so much more if we have more resources, particularly financial resources. And that is so easy to do. Go to our calbaptist.edu website, click on the link to give, and there it will give you very clear, user-friendly instructions on how to give directly to the Center for Deaf Studies. You may have to type that name in, but we are blessed with donors who are sponsoring these camps. As I said earlier, we scholarship the camp for the students, but it's not free and it's not cheap. It costs money to do this, and we can do so much more with your support. We would definitely welcome that. The website would be the go-to place to get more information.
And then what are some practical ways that the hearing world can make the world a more inclusive one for the deaf world?
Number one on the list is make yourself aware. Watch some deaf-centric, I'll use that term, deaf-centered, deaf-centric movies. CODA, C-O-D-A, that represents Child of Deaf Adult, won Academy Awards. It was written, directed, acted, produced by deaf people. Watershed movement in the movie industry to recognize deaf people with their talents. Just become aware of the culture best you can. There is deaf literature, deaf art. I've mentioned deaf film. Of course, we'd love to invite you to come and take coursework with CBU or other schools that offer similar coursework. And I would throw this in. This should be obvious. Learn ASL. It's fun. It's a visual language. You can learn it, and there are many wonderful resources online. Just Google search ASL. I could even recommend Life Prints. It's a wonderful resource. It has a full curriculum, or it has individual signs. It has finger spelling practice for your ABCs and so forth. Learn the language. That's the key. One other thing I would add to that, and this may be even more important, make friends with a deaf person. Don't avoid them. Just because you don't know how to communicate, you can gesture, you can wave. We say hello in sign language the same way you're going to wave at your next door neighbor. So don't avoid deaf people. Reach out.
Thank you so much for talking with us today. And thank you for your work to make this a more inclusive world.
Thank you for having me.